This is The Brief on Conversational AI Watch, Issue 150. It's September 8th, 2026. We're sponsored by Clinician Assist, Inc., and today's six stories reveal the messy collision between AI's growing capabilities and our real-world boundaries. First, we're seeing sheer panic in education. The OECD tested 760,000 15-year-olds, and kids using a chatbot daily to draft writing scored a 481 in science, while non-users hit 509. That 29-point gap basically equals losing a whole school year. Reacting fast, NYC and LA Unified blocked AI again, hitting 378,000 LA students alone. It makes you wonder, is chatbot drafting like having someone else chew your food, completely bypassing your actual learning muscle? Second, state lawmakers are building structural guardrails. Virginia just dropped a 49-page rulebook on chatbot design, proposing mandatory 2-hour break reminders and barring default models from pretending to be human. 12 legislators vote on this October 8th. But honestly, is mandating an AI not flatter you actually enforceable or just regulatory theater? Finally, AI hits the integration wall in the wild, failing when isolated but succeeding with a human handoff. Apple's new Siri launches tomorrow but is completely walled off from rivals like Gmail and WhatsApp. Out in nature, hikers relying solely on Gemini to pack for Mount Shasta brought too little food, missed their turnaround by 7 hours, and needed a ranger rescue. Conversely, the Brighton app gets it right, tracking moods but instantly handing distressed users to the 988 Lifeline or an open-loop therapist. When the machine inevitably hits a wall, who's holding the bag? You, the tech giants, or the human rescue team? Because while AI pushes into every corner of our lives, it's still up to humans to draw the hard lines and step in when it fails.